Let's get back to the important stuff. Bear facts and fishtails. Join the conversation by calling 763-450-0100 right now.
All right, we're back. Bear facts and fishtails. Mark and Larry here. Glad you're along with us. We're right back at the top of the hour, and more stuff coming in. And if your phone number is 763-450-0100. And again, we want to thank Randy Hart from FVP showing up. And you can find their products everywhere, folks. They're really diving into the marine business hard, and obviously with the knowledge that they have, there's a real sense of comfort, huh?
I did pick up something interesting. For folks that don't have onboard chargers, you know, that type of thing, when he said that some chargers may not be compatible with the AGM technology, that struck me as a chord, because I have old chargers that... No, I got my onboard charger. What?
I thought it was lithiums.
No. He said the AGM too. He mentioned both of them, but he said AGM would be less likely.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, I have an older charger. It might be 7 or 8 years old. So that probably has it. So anyway, folks, if you're going to buy these new batteries and you're buying, you got an older boat and you use the charging method that we use for 100 years, where you have a separate charger and you hook on the terminals, that's a good point to try to figure out whether your charger is good enough to charge up that type of battery, mm-hmm. or the lithium. So that's something I picked up. I never knew, never would have thought about it. So that's what I got out of it. And it's a good thing to get these experts on, because, you know, things change constantly.
Absolutely.
They change.
Absolutely.
I went out to the garage during the break and unplugged the charger.
Are you good?
Well, I'll find out tomorrow when I try to start my RV. I'll be fine.
So goes the fun part, you know.
Well, hey, boys, we got some callers.
Good.
Let's bring them on.
All right, we'll kick things off with Matt and Faribault. Matt, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Hey, Matt, Larry, thanks for the call. Going,
we're doing Larry. Good.
How are
yes,
you?
Yes, sir. Good.
Good. Yeah, me too. It's I have to admit, I mean, I'm 36 years old, and the world is a different place than it was last week. And
yeah,
I am so thankful to be able to hear you guys and to hear some familiar voices and just hear people talking about, like, regular things.
Yeah.
Time just keeps marching along, right?
Yeah.
Well, life has to go on, you know? And, I mean, you're talking about, you know, back to the battery thing, you know? Even honestly, all those batteries in your boat and all that stuff and charging them. And, I mean, honestly, that might become something that, you know, if you don't have you should have an inverter too, so that you can hook those batteries up, and then you could power, I mean, in worst case scenario, you could power a cell phone charger off of them, you know, like,
oh, sure.
You know, I mean, I've talked to you guys a couple times and been out in the middle of Devil's Lake or any other lake in the state, and I can run my fish house off. I mean, I can charge a phone and watch TV and off two batteries, you know, and that's a big deal. And I think the information that he just provided to everyone was a huge deal. That's knowledge that everyone needs to have, you know.
Well, it's interesting. I just picked up my boat from getting the final network wiring all done. I put on the talons, I put on the helix, I put the trolling motors, everything rigged. And then dropped it off and said, okay, network this, because this is not my forte. When I was all said and done, I've got a remote handheld to operate my trolling motor remotely, obviously. But you also have USB ports
Yep.
Within my boat, along with, you know, cigarette lighters. It's just amazing the technology is going.
Lifelines if you really need them, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, it is what it is, and we're all outdoors people, so I'm real resourceful, and I'm sure 90% of the people that listen to the to this thing are very resourceful, and we are in the group of people that probably aren't very concerned right now because we're all very good at what we do.
You know those little packs, those little charge packs you get?
Yep.
You know, I got one in my boats and for emergencies. They have USB-A ports on, USB ports on them. So there's so many things you can have in your boat.
The fact that you can put hook up, like they have a plug-in in some people's boats, like I'm sure you, where you can just plug in your Vexlar and it just works. That's like, I mean, to think about the of how that's all changed. And then, I mean, to look at the world and how, I mean, if you rationalize it down to what's happened in the last week and a half, us that have the abilities to do things like that, to be able to make different situations work okay for us.
That's
right. It makes it all seem calm, you know, and like it's not really that big of a deal. Like everybody that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely, Matt. You know, it comes down to you can only handle the stuff that you have control over.
Right.
Other than that, once you've done the best you can, you just move forward. You just can't go and live in this funk that we're in right now because it does nobody any good.
I called you guys. I haven't called in a couple weeks, and I was like, you know what? I haven't talked to Larry in a while, and I know he gets tired of talking, and I love talking, so I'll call him. And
there you go.
Give him a break for 5 minutes, but I want everyone to realize that it's going to be okay. You know, like we're going to be okay, especially us guys that do the things we do, and we're able to do our thing. Like, come on, you guys, this is nothing.
Yeah.
This is nothing.
Let me just say one thing, folks. They want us to socially isolate ourselves. And social isolation is accomplished where? When you're out on the lake.
There's no safer place than on the water.
And if they tell me that I can't get my...
We're in a tough time right now. The ice is getting sketchy around here. You can't hardly go out on it anymore, you know, where I live.
I got a lot of it up here, boy. A lot of it up here, believe me.
I am.
No, that's it.
I got a little cabin over by Lake Vermilion, and you know what? I have contemplated going there in the last week, like, multiple times.
Yeah.
But I've also thought that, well, you know, I mean, honestly, what it comes down to is, I mean, I don't feel like the electricity's not going to, the country's not going to, we're not going to crawl to a desolate halt and go crazy here.
No, we're seeing great, like, there's heroes in the trucking industry.
Continue.
Yeah, the trucking industry and the grocery stores and all that, they're killing it right now.
They're
there.
Crazy. I have friends in the trucking industry that are just working. They've relieved them of their, like, duties of writing down every single hour online and on their computer and said, boys, if you can get her done.
Get her done.
Let's get her done.
Yeah.
Let's get it. This is America. That's how we do it.
I agree 1,000%. I keep telling my wife and daughters that.
Well,
we'll get her done.
You know, I mean, that's why I called in tonight, was to try to get people to realize that it's still America.
You know how many people died of the regular flu 2 years ago in the United States? 80,000.
Yeah.
Never heard a word about it.
Right.
So, no,
I'm not saying this is it's dangerous, folks. We're not saying that they're wrong. We're just saying that.
Absolutely. Yeah. But let's follow the protocol. Let's do the right thing. Let's be trendsetters. Let's, you know, so we have all these people in this country. There's 335,000, almost 336,000 confirmed cases in the country, right? In the whole world.
Yeah.
So let's just rationalize that back down to, like, your daily life. Let's think about it, you know. Let's, if we need to be 6 feet apart, or if I got to call in, I mean, I've never met you, Larry, in person, but I bet we'd have a great time hanging out. But you know what? What the only thing we got right now is I can call you and talk to you and say, you know what? I'm doing fine here right now. And you know what you can say is that, you know what? I'm still here doing fine, too.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? I'm fine. We're all fine. We are all fine.
Well, listen, I put it in this perspective. Yeah. Put it in this perspective. Lake Minnetonka's average ice out is April 15th.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of lakes between now and April 15th that'll get open.
Oh, yeah.
And the barges barges have opened up Pepin, so that's going.
And if the Highway Patrol guys stop me because I'm going fishing because the governor says we can't go anywhere, there's going to be a hell of a lot of madness going on.
All right, thanks for the call, Matt.
I'll hire your lawyer for you on that one.
Thanks, Matt.
No, I don't mean to take up too much time because I know I'm not really talking about fishing or anything.
I got some other callers,
too. That's okay. We don't always either.
Hey, Matt.
But I love talking to you guys. And I just, it felt really good to call in tonight because you're a voice of reason and you're just, you know, and I appreciate that. And I wanted you to know that. And I wanted to check in and tell you guys that, you know what, everything's going to be fine. We are a strong group of people, all of us.
Okay, Matt, okay, we got it, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good week.
We love you, Matt.
Yeah, I will.
We love you.
Right.
Going to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
See you, Matt. Take care.
Care. All right, next one, buddy.
I got Bill from Clear Lake. He had something about Optima batteries. Bill, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I didn't get in there quite early enough for the Optima batteries, but
FBP
wondering
batteries. Yeah.
With the Optima batteries, I've got the Optima Blues that we use for trolling motors, and
yeah,
you know, they've been great batteries, and what they're made out of. I mean, if nobody else knows, we call them the silo batteries, and then they know what I'm talking about. Because they look like silos instead of being square. You know, they're six.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the orbital technology.
Yeah.
That's orbital technology. I know exactly what you're saying.
So are they made out of what?
That would have been a question for Randy. Sorry.
Are they lead or?
Yeah, I don't know. That would have been a question for the battery expert, which we lost. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
I think they're glass. I think they're almost like these AGMs, but a little different. They came out. Yeah. Anyway.
I think you're right, Larry. They say they are,
but they're heavy. I can tell you. You know, heavy as any Group 27 would be, you know.
Well, Mark, got the AGMs, right? They feel the same way, too, right?
Oh, yeah, they're extremely heavy. I've got Group 31,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And the orbital style of battery that you're talking about, that's really a quality battery. It's a great start battery. It really wasn't designed to do the It was really designed for trolling motors. That technology, from what I had been told, hadn't got up to speed as yet, but they're a great battery. Absolutely they are.
Well, these are blues, not reds.
Okay.
But, I have two of them that we use for bow trollers, and they are 12 years old.
Wow.
And they still work.
It's a good battery.
Yeah, well.
All right. We'll appreciate the call.
We are up to a break.
One failed within 6 months, and they just gave me a new one. But
sure,
it was a quirk, you know. But they have lasted 12 years. Seems like you don't get that out of a regular acid battery, you know?
No, you don't. Nope. All right. Well, enjoy the summer ahead, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, let's take a break.
Pardon me?
Let's take a break.
All right. Fairfax and Fishtails. Going to take a short pause. The phone number 763-450-0100. We'll be right back.
Bring the outdoors home with you. Mark and Larry have more Bear Facts and Fishtails for you. No boot cleaning required on Bob Outdoors.
You don't have to go all the way to Ireland to enjoy an authentic Irish atmosphere. Drake O'Neill's Irish American Pub has all the charm of the Emerald Isle right here in Minnesota. Just west of Highway 101 in Otsego, Drake's is open 7 days a week. They have 42 Irish whiskeys and all your favorite Irish beers, including Drake's Irish Red. And the highest quality, handcrafted, made-to-order pub foods like shepherd's pie, fish and chips, patty melts, and pub fries. And you gotta try their bangers and mash. Best of all, there are no strangers here, only friends you haven't met yet. Drake O'Neill's Irish American Pub, a place for good taste.
Once again for Vexlar, here's Larry Bolig.
Over 60 years they've been in business. They're a local company down in Bloomington, Minnesota, and I've been using their products for, many, many years. In fact, my original three-color flasher, the FL8, is still in service. But the last about 3 or 4 years ago, I got the top of their line, which is the LXLX28, which is a five-color flasher with a digital readout, an automatic depth range, brushless technology. So, you know, it's the top of the line, okay? Now, you got to go online to see all the products they offer. So, Vexilar.com and see. They have all kinds of different types of ice fishing packages from the FL8 all the way up to the FLX28, different price points. They'll all help you catch more fish. They have accessories. As an example, let's say you want a digital readout and you have a 3-year-old or 10-year-old Vexlar, you can buy a DD100 and put that on your, hook it up to your battery, and you'll have a digital readout on your older unit. Now, they have Wi-Fi, sonars, underwater cameras, extra transducers, batteries, videos, all the stuff you want online in case you can't find their products. You got to go there, do there. You can call them at 952-884-5291 or go online, Vexilar.com. And by the way, they might have some reconditioned units as well. Do not leave home without your Vexilar.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, a boat, or cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault. Creating customers for life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
If you or someone you know has a great mechanical aptitude, understands trailers, can weld, and is looking for a great place to get a new job, Crystal Welding wants to talk to you. Crystal Welding is your go-to welding and fabrication shop for solutions, service, and results. And they're looking for a trailer mechanic to start immediately. Work for Crystal Welding because they're great people who get the job done right the first time. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new welding job, contact Crystal Welding at crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. Your jobs are small because we do it all.
Now, more Bear Facts and Fishtails with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
All righty, we're back. Bear Facts and Fishtails. Mark and Larry, we're glad you're along with us. The number here is 763-450-0100. You can give us a call and we'll put you right on. All right, who do we have, Ryan?
Brandon.
Or Brandon, I'm sorry. God dang.
That's quite
glad
all right.
From the past there, buddy.
First time it's happened in years, so I'll allow it. But we got our good buddy Larry Hansen. It's Larry. You're on with Mark and Larry.
Hey, guys.
Mr. Hansen, how are you?
I'm good. I'll add something somber in a little bit. But that guy's so great, Mark, Larry. That guy is so wonderful, man. Because batteries are the bane of my existence.
Oh.
Everybody's existence.
I know.
You never know when you've got a good one and you never know when you've got a bad one until it's too late. Mm-hmm. But I can honestly say I replaced the batteries that I had last year, new boat, and I have no complaints from last year. They were bulletproof. Bulletproof. So, yeah, it works. So what's new in your world, Mr. Hansen? Did you get out and move around, check out some ramps, do anything?
Sure. I'm going to Red Wing tomorrow.
Attaboy.
Yep. Can't wait. But
what's the weather for tomorrow looking like, Larry?
Close to 50, Larry.
Oh, my God.
So tonight It might even snow a little bit, but it's going to...
Oh, darn.
Back up there, and the wind's going to dry down. And
Perfect. That's going to be so good. Get out there, air yourself out, and enjoy. Jeez.
Yeah, right. You got to have a positive attitude.
How many sandwiches are you building?
Are you allowed to go to a bait shop?
I don't know, Larry.
Because you got to have minnows. Well, no, you don't have to, but
no, I got
it's better.
Set up, but
it's better to have minnows, too, though. Yeah,
it is. I'll agree. But
you know, I'm a big plastic guy, but I know there's times when you got to have the real stuff.
Yep.
Meat.
It's not going to matter. I got a rod in my hand, and I'm jigging or casting towards shore. That does that.
Yep.
Okay.
As long as you're in, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. But I do have a little story, guys. So we all laugh at, you know, there's only so many people, blah, 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 with this thing. And then you get a call on Wednesday, and your brother-in-law's in, and he has it, and he's still on a ventilator. They pulled it out twice. It doesn't. They got to put it back in. They got a feeding tube in him yesterday. He's knocked out. So he's just hanging on.
Oh, wow.
It's different when you're that close. It's my oldest sister's husband. So,
wow.
Yeah. So
it's so funny because some people don't even get sick.
Right.
When they get it. It's just weird.
And she's, you know, confined to her house until the 1st of April. And so far she hasn't had anything.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm talking about. It's weird.
Yep. So.
Well, when your number's up.
Well, Larry, that's right. When your number's up. But it's just interesting when all of a sudden you're thinking, there's only so many people, blah, blah, blah. It is until it happens to be this close to you. And I haven't
seen it. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, he's still with us, so.
He's still with us. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's still with us, so it's not in our hands, but.
And a lot of people have recovered, you know, so.
Yeah, and it's going to be a long recovery anyway.
Well, most people recover by far.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So anyway.
Yep.
You got any, how many guys are going to go down and ride shotgun with you tomorrow?
Two.
Attaboy.
Yep.
Are they paid customers so they can at least make some money? Or?
No, Larry, it's not.
Your buddy's just jumping on.
Yeah. Well, make sure they pay for the gas.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've had people go fishing with me and didn't even offer. That was the last time they went.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Good
advice. Yeah.
Yeah.
You offer, I always say no. But if you don't offer, you're never going again. That's right.
Yeah. But it's all good, but that guy is so good. I wish I had a workbook that I could write notes in, you know, because it's all.
Yeah, Randy is extremely educated in the world of batteries, construction, applications, the whole deal. It's fun to listen to.
Fisherman. So.
So have you been out pan fishing at all? Ice fishing over down there?
For me, it's over, Larry.
It's over? Okay, well, it's all right. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I mean, I'd rather be in Red Wing than on a lake.
Yeah.
And Yeah, you know, in retrospect, and you looking back over this winter of ice fishing extravaganzas you were in, how many, what were some of them that just absolutely stood out? You know, as you look back and close your eyes and think about the opportunities you had, was it the quality of fish, the amount of fish? Was it first fish for somebody who really appreciated it? What was out there?
Yeah. Mark, let's just start with people from, not Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas.
Okay, Arkansas.
Who had never ice fished ever and never seen a northern light. That was number one. Okay.
Cool.
But the whole thing for me this winter was to get out of them holes and go to the shoreline, go to the weed line. That was so
interesting.
It's so key for me, guys, that I can't believe it. I still fished where I did last Friday on one of these spots.
Wow.
Like that. So that was, again, just moving, okay, instead of the whole hum thing in a hole, you know, waiting for the fish to come by. And as a guide, I can't stand it. So, okay. So
you got to be right somewhat there on the move, right?
Yeah, right there. You know, when you're striking out, you just, that's not fun when you got a bunch of people, you know. So you have to do something else, and that for me was the big key, Mark, was moving into shore.
Nice.
I can boil it down to you, Larry. I can boil it down for you. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
If a guide is just full of BS, he's not a guide for very long.
It's true.
So that's all it is. You got to work, and because you get paid to take people fishing, you worked a little harder than you would have had to if they were always in the same hole.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and that's not me.
No, well, it shouldn't be, because I'm giving you $200 a minute.
But yeah, that was the big key for the winter, and a funny winter, by the way, too. You know, just started off early, then it got warm, then it came back. And didn't have a ton of snow down here anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's an odd year, but we'll see how the rest of it goes. It, you know, keeping an eye on the river, Mississippi is up, but it doesn't look like it's at spring flood stage. Heck, it was higher earlier this winter after the fall, you know, drawdown, so to speak, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's been cold up north the last week and a half. I mean, it's not warm, so you're not getting melt from here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, it should be fine tomorrow. You'll get them. I can't wait till next Sunday. Oh, I wish I could drive down there and go fishing for a day and then come home at night.
Yeah. Well, you got a car, a truck. Stay with the guys.
Come on over here and stay
in the pole barn. I got a loft for you there.
That's what you do. You'd probably make me sleep on a cement floor. But it would be clean. It would be a clean cement floor. But
it would be. No, come on over here. You can hang your head. It won't take you long to get a limit and get the heck out of there, will it?
Well, I ain't talking to anybody. You have to stay away from me. You have a 20-foot boat, don't you, Larry?
I sure do, Larry.
So you'll be at least 6 feet away from me.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah, and it's 102 inches wide. So
there you go.
Okay.
No, I'm only kidding. I'm not quite that bad yet.
No. No.
But, oh, good.
But it's here. Me, it's here. So that's
it is.
I can't wait till tomorrow. I can't wait.
It's good. Well, it's that time of year, you know, you start talking about and thinking about, as we have all winter pretty much, you know, you got to go start looking at your equipment. You might have to look at changing some line, sharpening hooks on crankbaits, replacing some trebles, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's here. It's upon us, you know.
Sure is.
Time to get going.
Mm-hmm. Time to have a little wrist snap in the rod bend. That's what I'm looking for. And I don't care if it's a sheep head, a moon eye, a quill back. Okay.
Quill back.
They're going to get it.
Get the hook
Set the hook strong.
The full description is quillback carp sucker.
Is that what it is?
It is a quillback carp sucker.
Okay, right. I never knew the last part.
And there's two different kinds. There are two different kinds of them anyway. No, back in the day in the 70s, when people started the first time I caught one, I had no idea what the hell it was. And then all of a sudden, people found out there was no state records. So people start registering them. Now there are record quillback carp suckers, two different varieties of them. And all those records started because of Red Wing, because nobody caught those kinds of fish.
Interesting.
There you go.
Quillback
makes you
want to
run right out and get a couple.
Yeah,
right. I caught a state record at one time, but I didn't register it. Because I didn't know there was.
Nobody
was registered.
Measure the size of the boot you caught. Yeah. That's why.
I think we've all had close on the rock.
Rockets, absolutely. Because it isn't that big, or it wasn't for a long time.
I think it's just hanging at the 2-pound range or something.
Which one?
It's the rock bass.
Rock bass.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. It's funny. I think it's 2.5 pound. I mean, it's about a 2.5 pounder. I think.
Yes, it's somewhere in there, Larry. I know I've been. Caught.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've caught 10 or 20 of them. I never would ever register them. I've caught hundreds of them over 2.5 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, throw your numbers out there, Mr. Hansen.
Well, hey, before you do that real quick, I did have a couple callers call in that were, first they expressed their condolences is not the word, but you're in their thoughts, your family's in their thoughts, but they were wondering about any details on that, if there were, like, pre-existing conditions or, whatever kind of details you can give.
All he had was diabetes, okay, and they got that under control as soon as he got in the hospital, but it was that he had the low fever.
No.
He had that fever for so many days, and finally they go in, and he can hardly walk, and he can't breathe.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what that was.
Diabetic people are among those that
are susceptible.
Be a bad deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to bring it back there, but people were concerned, and like I said, they also just giving their thoughts and prayers.
Oh, thank you, everybody. I really appreciate that.
The first thing that happens in my family is, how old was he? Because I'm in that age bracket.
Yeah, he's going to be 70 in August.
Oh, he's younger than me. Oh, woe is me.
Okay.
All right. That's now.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. God, we're going to pray for him tonight.
Yeah.
I'll throw a prayer in there.
Very good.
Yep.
Very good, gang. Well, have a great week.
All right.
Thanks, Lair.
Thank you.
But he's going down to Red Wing tomorrow. Fishman, I'm jealous of that. It's going to be 50 down there?
Yeah.
It snowed up here almost all day. We didn't get a lot of accumulation, but it made it a dreary day. Very dreary. Very dreary.
Well, hey, I got a couple more calls in the lines there.
All right, let's go. Well, who is it?
Well, we got Aaron first. He was hitting the crappies the other day. Aaron with a fishing report. You're on with Mark and Larry.
Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Larry. How's it going?
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, first time caller here.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate that. What's going on?
Well, my condolences first for my prayers go out for Mr. Hansen.
Well, it's appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, quite the deal going on. Yeah, I don't know. I was just out crappie fishing on a local lake here. And, I found them in the same spot I've been finding them all winter, and I just can't get them to bite. I know they're smaller ones, but about when do I got to start going shallow towards the bulrushes?
Oh, right now? How far
right
up
now,
north are you?
They were in 24 feet on Wednesday.
How far up north is your lake?
Oh, I'm down south in Shieldsville. Just
wow.
West of Faribault.
Yeah.
Wow. You still got that much ice.
What's that?
Is there much vegetation in that lake?
Yeah, quite a bit, you know. Yeah. It's getting worse and worse.
I think you should be in there now.
Right.
That's what I'm, yeah. I think you should probably go ahead and go up, move up. Is the lake pretty clear?
I drilled 30, 40 holes, you know, all over, and yep. That was the only spot.
Is
got some white bass.
Is there weeds in that lake in the summertime? How is the lake kind of clear?
No, absolutely not.
Well, yeah, now that probably has a lot to do with why you're not getting them. If they're, but there are cattails in there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, that'd be the only place I could think of going.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'll just keep plugging away, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, and then another question. You know, I don't know why, but all of a sudden the last 3-4 years, the DNR has been just throwing tons of northerns in the lake and not doing the walleye thing anymore. Mm. What's the reason for that?
Somebody must have wanted them in there, you know, or they're trying to do a restocking program to, you know, develop some northern pike fisheries down there, and that would probably have something to do with the fact you must have some bullheads in there and a good concentration of panfish and some perch, and you know, where you've got a lot to offer to grow a pike fishery.
Right. But I live on the lake, so I watch the walleyes as they stock grow up, and it was getting to a good number, and then they just, you know, the 16, 18 inchers that you catch, and then all of a sudden they just went to northerns. And then, I mean, we got plenty of forage for them. I mean, the lake's full of shiners.
Sure.
Small panfish and all that, but, you know, I think there's... Go ahead.
Is there a lake association that you can be part of?
There's not. There is one down the road, and I know they do very well about
that. Yeah, exactly. There you go. You hear where I'm coming from.
Yep.
Yep. You gotta cry. You gotta scream. You gotta make a noise and call for a meeting and that kind of thing. If they stop stalking in your lake, they better have a good reason, and you can call them on it. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, all right. Well, best of luck, you know, but keep moving, you know. And the other thing, too, is, you know, as what happens in the fall, that those windows of opportunity where those fish bite is not as long as a lot of people think. There are times through the course of the year, especially in winter, where those hours of operation, we'll say, get narrower and smaller and smaller. And it might just be a timing thing. If you're seeing a lot of fish down there and they're stacked up in versus being spread out horizontally across the bottom, you're on the crappie. So it might just be a timing thing, you know, figure different times of day that you can get out there.
Yep. Well,
okay.
Keep going, but you know what? The border's shut down now. I was going to go to Winnipeg this week and, you know, that's all wrecked, so I might go to Devil's Lake. What do you think about the border in the States getting shut down?
It irritated the hell out of me because I live up here and I was going to go into Canada, and I can't. So
right.
It's very irritating. I'm going fishing. I'm not going to a social gathering.
Right.
We'll see how that all... Don't believe me, I'm worried about that.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to the Winnipeg Greenback trip.
I would have to believe common sense might prevail here as we get past the open or into the open water season. Because if you're taking off on a boat and you're going to go to your cabin, what difference does it make?
Right.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, or people wanting, like Larry and others, myself included, who plan on going up there again this year and crossing over. I mean, I'm on the water staying at some hotel someplace, if that's open and they're not closed. Otherwise, it's going to be, I'm going to be sleeping in Bolick's garage, you know.
We have to keep in mind that we have, as anglers, we can make it clear that going fishing is in line with social isolation.
Right.
Get it? That's what we're trying to do, get the hell away from other people, and there should be no reason why we can't load our boat and go fishing.
Well, what's really odd? I'll throw this one out there. I've driven through a couple municipalities down here in the Twin Cities where actual parks, in the parking lot at parks, where the parks are closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, all over. The Voyager's Park is closed down up here.
Let's say they shut the street down, and they catch me on 94 with the trailer and the range of my house.
Yeah.
What's the chances they're going to turn me around?
Well, there's definitely chances.
There could be a revolution coming.
Well, the longer this goes with stuff like that, like the closer we'll get to that.
Right. We'll find out, right?
Understand.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks, Aaron. Call again.
Say no to Northerns. Say no to Northerns.
Don't worry about it.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Brandon, which way? One more caller, or do we need to take a break?
Break time.
All right, you're listening to Bear Facts and Fish Tales, Mark and Larry. The number, 763-450-0100. We like your calls. We've liked all our calls tonight. Please be a part. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to Bear Facts and Fish Tales with Hall of Fame fisherman Mark Fisher and Larry Bowling on Bob Outdoors. If you missed any of the show, click on mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab to listen to all the archived shows.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, a boat, or cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault, creating customers for life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Once again for Frankie's, here's Larry Bowling.
Number one ranger dealer in the world, my buddy Frank DeSanka up there in beautiful Chisago City, Minnesota. I've been hanging out with Frankie when he was 16 the first time I met him. I don't know exactly how old he is, but it's been a lot of years. And over the years, I found out that one of my favorite buddies became the number one ranger dealer in the world. Imagine that, number one. That means, of course, he sells ranger boats out of fiberglass, out of aluminum, bass, walleye boats, even pontoon boats. Or maybe you just need an outboard motor. You don't get to be number one unless your prices are awfully good and your service is very, very well, good as well. Got an 8-stall service center. The head honchos in the back are Joe and Bud, both of them his sons, who've been rigging bass boats, fixing mechanical problems for many, many years on very expensive boats. And if they weren't doing that right, well, they wouldn't be number one. If you're going to pay a lot of money, it has to be professional rigging, and they do it because they fish out of these same rigs. Now, you could call them up at 651-257-6334. If you're in the market for a new boat and you haven't pulled the trigger, you're making a big mistake if you don't include Frank DeSanka in your arsenal. A boat buying, 651-257-6334 or frankies.net. And don't forget used boats, because they sell a lot of boats, so they usually have a good selection of used as well. That's Frankies in Chisago City, Minnesota.
If you or someone you know has a great mechanical aptitude, understands trailers, can weld, and is looking for a great place to get a new job, Crystal Welding wants to talk to you. Crystal Welding is your go-to welding and fabrication shop for solutions, service, and results. And they're looking for a trailer mechanic to start immediately. Work for Crystal Welding because they're great people who get the job done right the first time. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new welding job, contact Crystal Welding at crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to smoke.
You don't have to go all the way to Ireland to enjoy an authentic Irish atmosphere. Drake O'Neill's Irish American Pub has all the charm of the Emerald Isle right here in Minnesota. Just west of Highway 101 in Otsego, Drake's is open 7 days a week. They have 42 Irish whiskeys and all your favorite Irish beers, including Drake's Irish Red, and the highest quality, handcrafted, made-to-order pub foods like shepherd's pie, fish and chips, patty melts, and pub fries. And you gotta try their bangers and mash. Best of all, there are no strangers here, only friends you haven't met yet. Drake O'Neill's Irish American Pub, a place for good taste.
Let's get back to the important stuff. Bear Facts and Fishtails. Join the conversation by calling 763-450-0100 right now.
Oh, good. Oh, is it him, the handsome dude?
Yep, it's me.
Chris, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
50 degrees tomorrow on the river.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've been hanging tight, so...
Attaboy.
Way to waste health is if I get that stuff, it'll probably wipe her out. So I haven't left the house for 2 weeks. So
well, good for you, Grizz. That's awful nice of you, buddy.
Yeah, it's killing me off, I'll tell you that.
That means I can call you every once in a while and talk to you.
Yeah, I'm home all day, Larry. Call anytime.
I'll do that.
Yeah, just sitting around here going nuts. Got my new, well, I bought a new, brand new depth finder here a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted sort of anxious to go out and use it, you know.
Yeah.
Chris, listen, you can hook that up in your basement if you got a small, you know, on your ice fishing battery.
Yeah.
And learn how to run it.
Yeah.
Because my dual unit, now I got it down. When I get on the water, I know what buttons to press. I got it down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got to do because I haven't even turned it on. I mean, I turned it on. I got it hooked up in a boat. You know, we rigged it in there and got it all taken care of before this stuff come around with that sickness. And got that all fixed up, put a new trolling motor on, and got that all ready to go. Before I forget, Larry said he's going down to Red Wing tomorrow. My buddy called up on Thursday down there to Four Seasons, and they're going to be open so he can get his minnows there if he has to.
All right.
Yeah. At Four Seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, right down in Red Wing down by the river.
Yep.
Bought bait in there many times.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, anyway.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. I talked to Terry yesterday and, well, up at Mille Lacs up there, and there's some northern fishermen out yet. And,
sure.
And, well, it's, you know, those big females will start moving in, you know, where the cricks come in and that. And as soon as them cricks open up now, well, they're going to go in there and do their thing. So a good chance to get some of them big females before they spawn, which is ridiculous. You know, well.
Catch and release.
Yeah. And, it's just, you know, it's been a long time here sitting around. I just getting stir crazy. It ain't like me to sit home.
It's not.
No, I put my jiggle sticks away and all that. You know, I'm out in the garage fooling around out there and working on some of my boat things, cleaning up some stuff. And I'm all ready to go as soon as I can get the clearance to go. So probably going to be a slow spring if this thing drags in there for me.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right, buddy.
Yeah.
Just a matter of time, you know.
Yeah. Maybe some hot weather, you know, warm weather moves in and stuff. That'll help.
Yep.
Well, if you got
it's hard when you can't do anything.
Yeah,
it just
right.
is.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, watching TV all day ain't fun.
Well, if you wanted to get in your truck and drive up, just go for a drive, that's not in any danger of spreading it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that's what I do up here.
Yeah.
You know, but I go to the lake and go ice fishing as soon as it warms up a little bit.
Yeah.
Our weather up here is not too good right now.
I don't know how the ice conditions down here. I don't think they're too good. I mean, they're getting out yet, though. Because I talked to Bud last night. I called him up, and he says they're still getting out on Chisago over there. Guys are still fishing anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, it's, just got to look forward, I guess, and see what's going to happen. And we we get, just got to hang in there and just fix up rods and do things, you know. And like you were talking with the batteries there, I leave mine hooked up all winter. I never take them off. It's been that way for, I got an old battery charger on mine, too. It's got to be 14 years old, an old Minn Kota 2-bank. And heck, my batteries, the last trolling motor battery I had was 7 years old. You know, just leave it plugged in all the time. It's got, it shuts itself on and off, so if it needs, needs extra, you know, juice in there, well, it kicks on and it shuts off.
So, you got a good one.
Yeah. I got a, matter of fact, I got one a long time ago. I got another one, you know, a 2-bank. It's in the box. You know, Minn Kota sent me one, and it's still in the box laying on the bed because I thought the other one would give out. It's about 14 years old or 12 years old. It's old, I know that. And been underwater quite a few times. A boat one time, we were in North Dakota. Sternberg and I were in. It rained so hard it filled my whole John boat up to the top. That's how hard it rained that night. Guess where my jig box was? Sitting on the floor back by the motor back there.
Oh, good.
No.
Yeah.
But they were all your jigs.
Yeah, right.
So you had plenty of them in reserve.
Oh, yeah. So I had to dump them out and lay them on a big rag and let them dry out in the motel room where we were. Yeah. It's funny, the tires didn't blow out. You know, I took my 16-foot John boat over there. We fished them little lakes over there by Waw Bay and over in that area, and I went to bed that night. It was raining real bad. I forgot to pull the plug out, and I got up in the morning and surprised, it was running over the sides of the John boat in the morning. So I had I never seen it rain that hard. It had to rain a foot, but yeah, that was one of the experiences. Well, now you don't have that problem. You got to pull your plug out as soon as you leave the lake anyway, but back then we didn't have to, so.
Yeah. If we could have a round table, I remember years ago when bass fishing seminars were really attended, because there weren't, you know, they started with four or five veteran fishermen stand up and BS about all the stupid things they've done. Makes for a very interesting conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I still think that's probably, getting a panel is probably a great way for people to learn. You can just keep panelists just oiled up and going. There's a lot of stuff that comes out, a lot of knowledge.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, you know, it's every time I mention something like that happened, that's from experience, you know.
Right. Yep.
My life, you learn the hard way, you know, but then it never happens again. That's the other part, you know, and that's why when I put my boat in or I put it back on, I don't like to have nobody help me with that. You know, maybe just put the hook on the front for me, and other than that, don't do anything else. Or when I'm going in the morning, I don't want them to touch nothing. I don't let them touch anything because they got a routine, you know. You go through it, and if they help you, you always wind up forgetting to do it, you know, what you're
going
to do. So you do it yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you know, even the straps on your boat, it's like, no, I'll take care of it. Just go relax, enjoy.
Yep.
No, I'll be done.
Somebody starts talking to you while you're doing your boat, and then, again, same thing. You forget to do something.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
The older you get, the worse it gets, too.
Funny.
I don't know.
Funny.
But, it's, you know, it's, well, like I say, there's all kinds of experiences out there, you know, instead of, it would be fun to sit down with a bunch of people and talk about some of the stuff that you've done through your lifetime, you know, that you learned a lesson from, and you learn from it, you know.
But it'd be entertaining.
Yeah. Maybe that's why this show has been on for 25 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where's the substance?
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that, you know.
Yeah, it's you know,
yeah, we talk. Yeah,
it's not all about fishing. It's about stories and all the old things that happened. And
it's about life.
Yeah,
it's called life.
Yep.
It's called life.
Yep.
Well, we got a lot of characters in the world of life. That's for dang sure, and there forever will be.
Oh yeah,
never be a shortage.
Nonstop. Yeah.
Nonstop. Well, throw your numbers out, handsome devil.
All right. Area code 651-771-6231, or look me up on the internet, fishwithgrizz.com. And, well, you guys have a great week. Larry, give me a call. I'll be home all day.
Oh, yeah. Every and don't day. Forget, you can call me.
Okay.
You got my number.
Yep.
All right. Take all right. care, Grizz.
See you guys.
Take care, buddy. See ya.
All right. See ya.
Good night.
Good night. There it goes.
Yeah. Off in the distance.
It ain't over till it's over, folks. We're Americans, and we're damn proud.
I'm assuming the static is this Palomino coming around the corner.
Yeah, you probably can't hear it well.
Well, that's Roy Rogers, and he's still king of the Cowboys. It's Bob Radio.
You got
wishing
it, Larry.
Everyone, a good night. Good night, Mark and Brandon.
Good night, everybody.
Night, guys.
Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
That should tide you over for a while. Bob Outdoors, wrapping up another great weekend. The guys will be back next Sunday at 6. If you missed any part of Bear Facts and Fishtails or the Four Outdoorsmen, jump on mybobcountry.com and click on the Weekend tab. You can listen back to the shows anytime you need a quick trip through Bob Outdoors. Sponsored by the State Bank of Faribault.